All right, Nick. I think it's too early in the morning to ask who are you wearing, but that's the question that's overheard on the red carpet at the Oscars. Answers include, you know, a bunch of names of designers I've never heard, but it did get me thinking as a Christian, you know, who am I wearing and is my putting on of Christ just a put on?
Well, you know, Carmen, it's never too early. I'm always prepared. I'm dressed for success. I am ZZ Top's sharp dressed man this morning. I'm sporting the 2021 collection of the Fort Worth Cowtown Marathon with some Nike shorts. You know, it is a
You're ready for a run, man.
I'm ready for the idea of a run. We won't say that it's actually going to happen, but no, just every year, not even just every year, it feels like every other month when there's an award show, we always are gravitating towards the best dressed or the worst dressed. We're looking for things that are standing out. And then there's some of us that are wondering, my goodness, are they even dressed? That's just barely covering up anything at all. Because as we all know, like there's a lot of research, and there's just a large part of the human cognition is this idea that we gravitate towards the clothes people wear. It's dress has something to do with us. You know, it's called embodied cognition. Out of a 2012 study, it describes that we don't just think with our brains, but also with our bodies as well. Clothes influence how we view and interact with the world. And so they found that when they gave participants white coats, they said they belonged to doctors. They also not only were the individuals that had the white coats on felt more distinguished and felt a greater responsibility when they were going out into public. It also found that their attention increased as well. They were more aware of their surroundings simply by wearing a doctor's coat, which to one extent, for those that have ears to hear, we need to be cognizant of the reality that clothes aren't everything, but they are something. And then two, as you've alluded to, and as Paul iterated in Romans 13, I want to be cognizant about what I'm wearing. Am I putting on the armor of Christ, is what Paul would say in Ephesians 6. Am I clothing myself in Christ Jesus? I want to be cognizant of the fact that I'm his. I'm a bright light for him as I make my way into the world.
I Googled it, and I found that there are more than 75 put off and put on statements in the Bible. So if you think that putting on Christ is something you want to do today and you want to be fully clothed in Christ, you could actually just do what I did. Here are a few. We are to put off bitterness and put on tender-hearted and forgiving attitudes. We are to put off a lack of love and put on love. We are to put off an unforgiving spirit and put on forgiveness. We are to put off judging and put on allowing God to search our hearts. We are to put off pride and put on humility, put off boasting and conceit and put on esteeming others. It goes on and on and on. I made a list. You could do it too. It's not actually that hard to do. And it's a good reminder. I think I'm going to cut it out and tape it in my closet where I get dressed.
Yeah, Carmen, I mean, you alluded to it just now. I mean, there's clothes not only impact how you interact with the world, but it also interacts with how people see you in the world, right? And we know this from a biblical perspective. Like when we recognize that I'm the son of a king, you know, like I'm not just anybody. Like I'm the son of a king that has been sent on mission into this world, and not simply just to take all the resources from it, but to give back to it and to specifically make his kingdom come and his will be done. There's one aspect of how I interact with the world that changes with the clothes that I wear, the mentality that I put on. But it's also how other people are perceiving me. We know that I'm a millennial, and so obviously I'm trying to lower the dress code wherever I go to a certain degree. But I'm also cognizant of the fact that clothes are an important part of how people see me, recognizing that there's more than the clothes that I wear, but it's also how people view who I am. And what do I want as a Christian? I want to be known for my love. I want people to see the compassion that I extend. I want them to see the patience that I extend with others around me when I'm interacting on the road or at the coffee shop later this morning. I not only want to be cognizant of my clothes, change how I see the world, but also change how others see me in this world as well.